You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer. Because you guys paid for all this.
This is Megacorp, an investigative podcast exposing some of the world's most unethical corporations. This series is about Amazon. I'm Jake Hanrahan, journalist and documentary filmmaker. Megacorp is produced by H11 for Cool Zone Media. So this is the final installment of Megacorp for this series at least. Over the past 12 episodes, we've dug into almost every Amazon scandal there is. Dangerous working conditions, union busting, spying on customers, and much, much more. This series has been very information dense. So for the final episode here, I'm going to recap everything we've learned and take a look at what people might want to do now they have all this information. You can maybe use this last episode as a primer to get people interested in listening to the whole of Megacorp, or you could use it as a too long, didn't read version. It's up to you. Anyway, let's go back to episode one. We heard about the mistreatment of warehouse workers at Amazon, where they're worked off their feet. As we mentioned then, Amazon warehouse workers are paid around $17 an hour in the US and around £14 an hour in the UK. For these wages, employees will often work 10 to 12 hour shifts constantly on their feet, where they're expected to hit never-ending targets. A package must be dealt with every 30 seconds. If you're working as a picker, you're expected to process 300 items per hour. You're given 9 seconds to take each item from a robot that delivers shelf upon shelf of Amazon packages. Staff are constantly filmed in the warehouse as they work, and their toilet breaks are even timed. Workers get 2 15-minute breaks, much of which can be taken up by just walking to the toilet through the vast expanse of the warehouse. People often fall asleep standing up or become injured at work. Leaked documents reveal in 2018 that New York's Staten Island Amazon warehouse reported injuries over 3 times the industry average. To put that into context, the injury percentages at the Amazon warehouse were worse than at steel refineries and sawmills. All over the world, workers have voiced anger at these horrific working conditions. So has any of this changed in the few months we've been doing this series? The short answer is no. There have been some victories for unions here and there, but Amazon continues in its mission to crush them. Workers are exhausted, overworked, and in my opinion, are often treated like flesh robots on a warehouse floor for their Amazon managers. Now remember, Bezos is worth an estimated $177 billion. And on working conditions at Amazon, he has said, quote, "I'm very proud of our working conditions," end quote. After 12 episodes of research for this, that quote rings even more tone deaf for me than it did at episode 1. Especially when you consider how sinister some of Amazon's union busting techniques have been, which we covered in episode 2. If you remember, we covered how in 2018, an internal anti-union Amazon video was leaked onto the internet. The video is essentially a training guide on how to stop workers unionizing. This video was sent to managers at the company Whole Foods amidst the initial stages of worker organization around June 2018. Whole Foods was bought out by Amazon in 2017 for $13.7 billion. The anti-union video is 45 minutes long and is split up into 6 different parts. The whole thing is animated. It takes place in a 2D Amazon warehouse where the narrator says the purpose of the video is, quote, "specifically designed to give you the tools that you need for success when it comes to labor organizing," end quote. Now there's something quite Orwellian in the way this video portrays itself. As we said before, it's essentially a guide that Amazon has created to help recognize when workers' unions are beginning to form, but not so they can help them, it's so they can stop them. Yet the language used in the video acts as if it's somehow an ally of the workers. When they say they're helping give companies the tools they need for success when it comes to labor organizing, what they mean by success is basically crushing the unions. Amazon is training and encouraging workers to literally spy on each other. They suggest monitoring their behavior, their clothes, and even what words they use to try and work out if they're involved in union organizing or not. The video goes as far as to suggest that managers second-guess the motivations of the workers by watching to see if anything changes in their behavior, even if they've not said anything regarding unionizing. So I think it's safe to say that the Amazon warehouse and anyone unionizing there is not in the healthiest place to be working if you want some level of autonomy in the workplace.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah. I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
So what about the health and safety? Well, in episode 3, we covered that too. Now, as we noted back then, in 2020, the UK's GMB trade union obtained figures that showed injury rates weren't improving and were perhaps getting worse at more than 50 of the country's Amazon warehouses. GMB used the Freedom of Information Act to get hold of the figures that show the dire situation of warehouse safety. In fact, as cited in a Guardian article, in 3 years leading up to 2020, more than 600 Amazon workers had been seriously injured at UK warehouses. That's an average of 200 plus Amazon workers a year sustaining what's classed as, quote, serious injury in the workplace in the UK. The annual total of Amazon warehouse injuries was 152 in the years 2016 to 2017. It went up to 230 in 2018 and then up again to 240 in 2019. A 2021 study by the Strategic Organising Centre, the SOC, shows that workers are more likely to be injured at Amazon warehouses than in any other warehouse in that industry. They're also more likely to be injured more frequently at Amazon warehouses and even more severely. So basically, if you work in warehouses for a living, you are way more likely to catch a severe injury working for Amazon than at any other of their competitors. So Amazon's warehouse work is borderline oppressive and even dangerous. When workers want to unionize to try and change some of this, Amazon literally encourages other employees to spy on them in a bid to crush the union. So why is Amazon so underhanded? Honestly, at this stage, my best guess is quite simply because profit over everything. As we already know, Bezos is the richest man on earth. It's not like his business is struggling either. As we mentioned in episode 4, in 2020, Amazon made 44 billion euros in sales income in Europe. That's 38 billion pounds and $50 billion. They didn't pay any corporation tax on this. Corporation tax is paid by businesses in the UK and is calculated on their annual profits in a similar way to income tax for individuals. The corporation tax rate has been 19% for all limited companies since April 2016. Prior to this, the rate varied depending on the company's profits. Unlike individuals, companies don't receive any kind of tax-free allowance and therefore all profits are taxable. However, there are a number of expenses and deductions that can be claimed to reduce your bill. Either way, Amazon should pay their way like everyone else has to. Now, as I stated before, I am not a big fan of any state and I'm certainly not a fan of my government here in the UK. But this is just the way things are. If you're a mega rich company making money under these conditions, you should have to pay the proper tax under these conditions. Why? Well, because if you or me or your average man and woman earning normal money on the street don't pay their taxes, we get sent to prison. Now, your average man or woman is not rich enough to hire top-of-the-range accountants firms that help you dodge tax. Amazon is. I say this because what they're doing is actually perfectly legal. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, that makes it all the more frustrating. Europe has become a playground for mega corporations. They're able to do acrobatics with their tax payments because they can afford to make it work for them. Meanwhile, companies like Amazon willingly abuse their most important workers whilst paying as little as possible back into the countries they make money off of. If all this wasn't bad enough, we went on to discover in episode 5 and 6 that Amazon is also spying on everybody too. So we asked the question, is Amazon spying on you? We took a look at several of their products and the answer was a resounding yes, they are. First, we looked at their smart speakers. In 2019, it emerged that Amazon employees had been listening to voice recordings captured via Amazon's Echo smart speaker in consumers' homes and offices. This wasn't a couple of rogue employees either. Amazon literally hired thousands of people to do this. Their job was to not only listen to what you're saying, but to also transcribe and annotate it. They then feed it back into the software with the aim of apparently helping Alexa understand voice commands more effectively. Either way, they're listening to your conversations and they're writing them down. This raises extremely serious questions about a citizen's personal privacy, and trust me, it gets a lot worse. Reported by Forbes, the people tasked with listening to your conversations are, quote, required to record the data whether the device has been activated on purpose or not, end quote. So by buying an Amazon Echo, you've essentially invited an employee of Amazon to listen into your private conversations, whether you've given Alexa a command or not. If Big Brother is always watching, it's clear now that Amazon is always listening. If the people hired to listen in, record and annotate conversations in your home via the Amazon Echo hear private data, such as your bank details, they're told to just mark it down as, quote, critical data and move on. Let's just hope every single one of the thousands of people Amazon employed to do this are honest and didn't steal anyone's details. Next, we looked at Amazon's home security devices, specifically Ring. Ring is a home security company owned by Amazon. They bought it in 2018 for $1 billion, and millions of people across the world use the technology. Ring provides a line of Wi-Fi connected security cameras for your home. You've likely seen footage of Ring doorbell security systems online. It's basically usually a little camera in the doorbell or wherever they put it in their house. And it allows the homeowner to see what's going on outside before they open the door or inside, for example, if you want to keep an eye on your kids as they're playing. Through the Wi-Fi, you can pull Ring up on your phone or your tablet or your laptop or whatever. In 2019, it was reported that hackers had built themselves a dedicated software for hacking into Amazon's Ring security cameras. It becomes clear how fucked up this is when looking at a story from Mississippi in the US, where it was discovered that hackers had managed to get into a Ring security camera placed in the bedroom of three young girls. One of them was just 8 years old. The hacker managed to take control of the Ring security camera, playing music through its speaker as the young girls played in their room. The hacker played the song Tiptoe Through the Tulips, and when one of the young girls asked who was there, the hacker replied, quote, it's Santa, it's your best friend, end quote. If that wasn't bad enough, it was later discovered that Ring's own employees had been improperly accessing Ring's user video data. It doesn't stop with the home security systems either. We learned that Amazon had been allowing law enforcement to use customers' home security systems, specifically the Ring doorbells, to access video footage in the wake of the George Floyd riots across the US. They've also been building huge systems for America's CIA and Britain's GCHQ.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Now, after that, this brings us to episode 7, where we looked into Jeff Bezos' trips to near space aboard his Blue Origin projects. Blue Origin, the Bezos commercial space company, stresses that to keep costs down, their rockets are all about reusability. Well, actually, when we looked into it, according to the 2022 World Inequality Report, one spaceflight emits more carbon dioxide than most of the world's population creates in their entire lifetime. To me, knowing that, it seems a bit ironic for Blue Origin to be talking about paving the way to a brighter future for our kids as they do, when their very own MO of regular commercial space flights will possibly destroy the Earth's environment quicker. Now, whilst Blue Origin says it wants to make commercial space travel cheap, they don't mean the same kind of cheap as the way most people understand it. Cheap to me, for example, is say 30 pence for a pint of milk. My point is, the people who will be taking these space flights will almost definitely already be very, very rich. For them, sure, it might be cheap, but for your average man and woman on the street, Blue Origin's space trips will be completely and utterly unobtainable. So in theory, whilst these rich people are flying around like the Jetsons, claiming to be advancing society for us, your everyday man and woman are getting blasted in the long run with unprecedented levels of carbon dioxide buildup in the atmosphere. Now, why does that matter? Well, if there's too much carbon dioxide, the Earth gets too hot. If the Earth gets too hot, we are all completely fucked. The oceans will go toxic, food will become scarce, crops won't grow, and brutal climate wars will undoubtedly erupt. Carbon dioxide levels have been steadily rising on Earth for the past 100 years, now hitting levels that scientists say have been unprecedented for hundreds of thousands of years. So we're already wrecking the shop due to excessive pollution, and now the rich commercial space people want to save us by dumping out a load more carbon dioxide via space shuttles we'll never be able to afford a ride on. After taking a look at Blue Origin and Bezos' early life, we came back to Earth and the present day to learn about the Amazon Flex Driver Pyramid Scheme, a scandal in which Amazon drivers had had their tips stolen from them by Amazon as a means to pay their daily rate. For this, Amazon got fined $61.7 billion, and believe it or not, almost immediately they became even richer. Listen to episode 11 to find out how. Now that was all a very long way of summing up the key points of what we've already gone into in this series, but as I said, you can use this as a means to draw people into learning more about the mistreatment, corruption, and non-stop scandal inside Amazon. Now, if you've got to the end of this series, you've listened to every episode, you might be thinking, should I boycott Amazon or not? Well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. That is entirely up to you. I didn't make this series to preach or tell anybody what they have to do. Let's be honest, Amazon has become so intrinsic in our lives and so useful that it's hard to totally detach from it. Spending money with Amazon obviously doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't mean you have no ethics. And if anyone tells you that, honestly, just tell them to mind their own fucking business. Saying that, at the very least, I do think if you're purchasing from a company as soulless and as ruthless as Amazon often is, at the very least, you should be aware of what they're really up to. With this series, I've tried my best to cover all of that with as much detail as possible. Outside of being aware of Amazon's theft, spying, worker mistreatment, and tax dodging, I'd suggest supporting any Amazon workers union you can. Don't worry too much about, are you represented politically within it? These are workers that are coming together and they want a better future and a better working environment. That is definitely worth supporting, in my opinion. Also, I would say this, but also spread this series far and wide. I didn't make this for other reporters. I didn't make this specifically for people that want to be outraged. I made this for everybody. If you are shopping at Amazon, as millions and millions and millions of people do, I think, again, the very least you should do is be aware of their bad practices. Also, I would suggest checking out the works of the many reporters I've cited by name throughout this series. Oh, and if you ever happen to be in contact with Jeff Bezos for any reason, tell him to look after his workers. They're the most important facet of his empire. Without them, he is fucked. This has been Megacorp with me, Jake Hanrahan. Thank you for listening. Megacorp is made by my production company, H11, for Coolzone Media. It's written, researched, and produced by myself, Jake Hanrahan. It was also produced by Sophie Lichterman. Music is by Sam Black, graphics by Adam Doyle, and sound engineering by Splicing Block. If you want to get in touch, follow me on social media at Jake_Hanrahan. That's H-A-N-R-A-H-A-N.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.